This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, Tvach, we're holding over here in Peret Nun Tes. Is going back again to the inyan of the Schar for keeping Torah mitzvahs. That is written as Gashmis de Geschar rather than Ruchnis. Hadova Zesha Shol be Odom Mashal Nichta Befeish Beteris Har Ruchni, Rak Nichta Beteris Har Gufni, the Ain Sophic Ashela Zois me Itom. Which means that it's clear that this, the asking of the question is an expression of the philosophy of what they believe in. It's not asked as a two mystical question. Bishvil, ki choshvu ke madregas hatoyer l'sakos adam al schar ruchni ki mal schar aguf. That's what they actually believe. They believe that the schar of Torah is only gashmi not ruchni. Bechoshvu kadei mitzvah sho'isa de gufo lo yiskerak aschar guf bolvad. So it's fueled by the fact that they believe it's not possible that doing physical mitzvahs can have any ruchnistic hashpah. Now, this is very much in line with the Greek philosophers, that it's something which, something that's physical has no shaykhus to ruchnis, and therefore the physical mitzvahs don't have any real effect. The truth is, it's almost true of every movement that deviated, talking about the modern day movements, the different reform movements, they all had the same idea that physical mitzvahs can only be somewhat of a psychological aid for a person. It doesn't translate into anything more than that. It's a physical act and comes and it goes. We certainly explain how one assesses the other. And it's something that the seichel is mechayev when you analyze the mitzvahs. Ke mitzvahs ha'elu v'im sheheim b'dvarim gashmim mikol makoim ena mitzvahs d'varim tivim. V'im hoyu kol ha'mitzvahs tivim v'uslevat kol mitzvahs kibrabeim v'atar echer sh'ha mitzvahs sh'entik m'adam. So he says the mitzvahs themselves, even though they're physical activities, but their meaning is certainly not physical. Let's take a simple example. If a person wears tzitzis, he's wearing beged, which is physical, tzitzis, which are physical, but they certainly don't add anything physical. They don't make you warmer. They don't make, in other words, the meaning behind it is not physical. Now he says there are some mitzvahs that yes, you could b'afra kamocha and kibra veim, the physical mitzvahs that you can see them totally in the physical world. No matter how you describe tzitzis or tefillin, you can give some remnants of some sort, but there's no real way of saying that these physically add or change a person, not the way Kibbutz Avim does, not the way Rata Chemocha. Avla mitzu inya loiki letzarif ne adam, la gyoisam al madrega bilti tivis, I madrega ruchnis, kumashrachnum is the mala prokum kam koimus. In kain, ech neumas emes ha mitzus ha ruchni vim haba, o lach ha misa, acha shemavua ke ha mitzus emem inya tivi adava nimus. So when we're explaining mitzvahs, we cannot explain them. So certain mitzvahs you can explain totally the context of a physical life. It makes sense. And if a person chooses not to believe anything more, the mitzvah still could be meaningful. But most mitzvahs, when you say, yes, it's some sort of sign or symbol or whatever it is, it's kind of very far-fetched to say that that it has real significance. It reminds you, when you look at the knots and you tie and you lay it up the gematria, it helps you remind the mitzvahs. It's a far cry, and therefore Val Karchuk, the meaning lies not in the physical sense, but something more than that. So he says, mitzvahs, being that they are activities that relate to Olam Haba, one would not think that it does have any effect on Hazeh. So, in logically, you cannot say that the schar belongs in this world because the mice doesn't belong in this world, and all of the chukaisai can't be understood as being a schar. You didn't make any real change in this world. So, the only thing we can say is it's some sort of encouragement or help or something, but not schar. So he's going with a mahalach that he normally goes with. Things have a natural flow, and in yonim that are positive in olam, in positive acts mitzad olam hazeh, one does expect, and that's why the mitzvahs that the pariseim are eaten in olam hazeh is because they have real effect in olam hazeh. I can see avos shalom chaver, and I can see all sorts of mitzvahs that have a schar in this world because the nature of the mitzvahs of this world. But things that are shared to a different world, there should be some schar in this world. So the, and as he's writing, he keeps he would wipe off the dyoi on his hair. You know, he would umisham not amoish zivapanim atka. So it's strange chazal, obviously. It's all metaphor. What does it mean exactly? The oir is eish levana, the eish shchira is the ink, the chsima is eish, and when he was writing it, he would wipe off the kolmus in his hair, and that's where he got his oris panim. Rotze bezeh. I once heard a pshat on this, the beautiful pshat from, I believe, it was Rabbi Zion Brook, who was the Navarika Rosh Yeshiva. He had a Navarika Yeshiva in Shmuel Navi across the street from Azabira. He once said, "What's the pshat that the dyoi was the dyoi that he wiped himself with was what the haris pan came from?" So he said, "In Torah, there's what's written and there's what's not written. And what's written in the Torah is the mitzvahs as they are, the halacha, that a person has a chiyuv to keep. But there is the unwritten source of Torah. In other words, a person who tries to be a ruchnistic person in line with what the Torah says, that's where the haris pan comes from. A person's ziv, when you see a person who has matzilus, a Karen Oyer, it's because he's looking not only at the technical details of halacha, but he's also shayach to the dyoi that's beyond it. Very beautiful pshat. So he begins, so that Maral is going to explain the whole chazal piece by piece as he would normally do. V'ratz b'zeh. Tatoyer kol dvarim loikim, v'natoyek medas tivis or das nemusis. lekach haterem sechaseis. So the first thing is, everything about the Torah is fire. It's the skin is white fire. It's written with black fire. It's signed with fire and surrounded with fire. The pshat is, of all the physical objects that we have, fire is always seen as being the most ruinous. It's not tangible. It's not something you can hold. You know, it's always described something ruchni. So Torah is a ruchnistic entity translated into our world, as opposed to, so when one tries to explain Torah just as a good way to live life within the context of this world, it doesn't really hold water. It's not, I was speaking for, there's a modern school by us, and as I spoke once, I don't remember what occasion, I said something, I don't remember, I said something about the time of mitzvahs, something along these lines, I don't remember exactly the point, but one girl said, no, there's very good reasons, like for kashrus, because the trefa stuff has a lot of cholesterol, and you know, whatever, the chaz has a lot of cholesterol, and so on and so forth. So I was so silly because, first of all, chalent is not from the healthier foods, and secondly, it's like silly. It fits nothing. It just doesn't fit anything there, and to give it, to try to dress up some sort of physical reality, as that being the tama mitzvah, this doesn't fit. When that's understood, it's a mindset that represents something other than the physical. It's interesting, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, when he gives a time and mitzvahs in Parashat Mishpatim about Basar B'Cholov, so he gives a physical reason, and he says, but obviously that falls far short of what it could mean. And he gives a Pikabala reason, but I was curious that Ramban also speaks about different inyanim. And he does give a physical reason, and I'm not sure what the inyan is in that. I'm not sure whether it's something that is you also should give a pshat. I'm just not sure what the pshat, why it's like that. But like upon him, it represents a ruchnistic world. Meshem Hashem is world kashem eish oichla, rotzaloyma shu nivdo legami min oilam v'kamer shu nivdo min oilam hu poel b'oilam. So the Ramban describes here an interesting tata disaster. On the one hand, we say it's Eish, and it's something that's totally devoid of any type of interaction, any type of connection. On the other hand, it does connect. We put on a baguette with a few wool strings, and presto, we're doing something to stick a world. So he says it's both, and I guess a good mashal, let's go back to the mashal of Eish. So Eish is something that when it comes in direct contact with anything physical, it destroys it, consumes it. But when you put a pot with something on a fire, it cooks it. It's not direct contact, but it's mashpia, and it cooks it. There's a term used a lot in Sfarim, Kabbalah, and so on, of being mislabish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabish in midos. And the word mislabish is a very good term, because when somebody puts on a pair of gloves, so that means that his hand is not in direct contact with anything, but it also means that his hands can act on anything. So when a surgeon puts on a very fine pair of gloves, it means on the one hand, there is no transfer of any material from his hand to the other person, but it also means that in terms of activity, the hand is as totally free as possible to act. So islapshus is a way of describing a Kadosh Baruch Hu acting through midos, despite the fact that the midos and him are not the same at all. So he says the same thing over here also. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Ochla, which means there is no direct physical contact with a different world. This can't be by definition, but yet they interact with each other, and what we do here is Mashpia there and vice versa. Now he describes, so that's the kololistic description of Eish. So the first description is, it says that Torah is Tchilasa Chesed and Sefer Chesed. If we ask ourselves, what is the Torah do to a person? In other words, what is it meant to do? The answer is to be meitiv. So in the big, big picture, it's like what is it written on means the topic is what is the good for a person to do. That's why it's Eish Levana. And it's the first midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come out to the world is Chesed. And even before it says, Bereishis Bara, the Elokim, the Ratzon L'Vasal Midas Adin, before that Midas Adin, the Etzem desire towards that person, towards creating the world, is he wanted to bestow Toiv. So there's another kinet over here. It's Levana, but it's Eish. In other words, if a person looks around and says, well, if the Torah is to be meitiv, so let's take a look. I enjoy a night out. I enjoy this, I enjoy that. Torah doesn't contribute much to that. Well, the answer is yes, because the toiv that you have in mind is not the toiv Torah has in mind. Torah has in mind a toiv, a ruchnistic world of toiv, and Torah is, the topic of Torah is, what is the format that a person can have a ruchnistic world that's positive. Uksuva be'ishchayra, ke'etzem ha'muskva tzeva Torah muska loiki, ve'inu musla shedava tivi, shedava zen relach sa'ish, k'var manu ke'advar loiki mefrat sa'ish. So I want to try to explain a little bit this point, a little bit in different words, maybe. B'derech klal, midas ha-chesed is broad, undefined, non-specific. That's the nature of it. So if a person could understand, could mistake and understand Torah as being nice things. So lahavdol alfardolos. Again, let's go to deviant mahalchim, where Torah is a wonderful thing and it gives us a lot of great suggestions and ideas, but the particulars of, you know, the measurement of a loaf and all the detailed halachas doesn't exist. Midas hadin is sharp, crisp, defined. Midas hachesed is not. So there are people who perhaps try to understand Torah as Midas HaChesed, that's it, with disregarding Midas HaDin. So it's all great things to do. Ech Ramah Vech Ramamit, it makes no difference. As long as your heart's in the right place, do it to, you know, as you can. That takes Torah out of the realm of a Metzias and makes it into the realm of something, you know, Mabekach. It's just like even in disciplines, if we ask ourselves, what's the difference between, let's say, the sciences or what we call the liberal arts. The sciences are extremely sharply meduyak in the sense that it either burns at a certain temperature or doesn't burn at a certain temperature. There's no kind of, I mean, we may not know, but things are very sharp and very crisp. In ideas, nothing is sharp or crisp. It's a general idea. There's no, you know, just not that, that's that type of thing. Black is something that is sharply and crisply defined to us, and as opposed to, let's say, gray or white, and therefore the black is something that the black on the white denotes the fact that the pratim of Torah are din, which is, like it says, Bereishis Bara Elokim. So once there was a general Olam Chesed Yibaneh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world to be mative, the details of that Tava are very crisp, and very sharp, and very meduyik. There's a famous joke about a Christian boy who had a Jewish neighbor, and he came running to his father, crying and screaming that the Jewish boy made fun of the tree they had out. And he asked him, well, what happens? He said, well, he asked me what it is, and I told him we have to have a tree for our holidays. And he asked me, well, what exactly constitutes an evergreen tree? And what happens, is there any height? And what happens if there's a lot of berries on the tree? And this and that and the other thing. So, that line of thinking is alien, you know, and it because it's not seen as being anything, the whole musik of din. That's midas hadin. They're clear. The Akeda says this in Bamidbar that when the Torah speaks about when Torah gives Kal Yisrael numbers, you know, so what's the significance of the numbers on and on and on. So the Akeda says that something that has, he brings a pasuk, mi madad b'shalom mayim, who measured out the water and laid out the sand and so on. So the Akeda says anything whose existence is firm is quantifiable in a very exact way. Like, you know, when the speed of light is exact, and it always is exact, And the ratio of gravity, attraction, all the laws of nature are very, very, very exact. Anything which is not exact, so the mushal, how do I cook this and this? A little more salt, less salt, a little more, a little less. It means that there's no such, it's lacking in clear definition. So Klal Yisrael, he said, is a very specific nation. We had one founder, we had three of us, we had 12 Shvatim, Ayin Nefesh, Shishim Ribu, those are all very exact numbers because Klal Yisrael's Metzias is an extremely strong Metzias. The same thing also, Torah is a Metzias, it's a Metzias Ruchni, but we notice its Metzias by the exactitude of its mitzvahs. Umasha Omar Chasuma Beish, Yachsima Zekasha Grand Sefer Torah, via Kol Biyachad Bishlemus. So tying the Torah together is meant to sort of say that even though the Torah is many, many words, it all comes together. Get it like Hamidon Alachas that we saw. She Yosik Revolum Hazek, which is Vala Milo, Castoma Sator Krevel Makabul, who Adam, Kimoi, Drach Lamala. So Vizesha Amas, so he says, Torah as it starts as a Shosh Alim, and it comes down to this world, Kimoi Shah Mala, Vizesha Maksumeshki Kashek Suma Kabis and Makabul, Gavin says, Hurry McDonald's. So even though as it comes down to us, their specific physical dinim, but when we add up the whole picture, it brings us back to Olam Ruchni. Operek Hanizokin Pligi. By the way, that's also the word chasuma, the word chasimra that he says over here. So it says, "Chaysama Shakarish Baruch Hu is emes." The chaysama of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is something which, when a person signs a shtar, so every word in the shtar is a detail. You promise you'll deliver this. I'll promise I'll pay you by then. If not, I owe you this, and so on. That's the nature of a shtar. The signature sort of is meant to encompass the entirety of the shtar. So anytime we have the word chasima, it tends to be just like in a chasima of a bracha. It has to be me'en a bracha. It has to incorporate the bracha. This is also, it sort of incorporates the entirety. Operekan ezakim pligim torah megillinitna torah chasumanitna. So it's machlokes was Torah given at each time that it was given, was given, or at each parsha was given as it came along, or was it given totally together? So, kapshutim koydim lemerkavim. Well, the figure of Shakala Shazach Tershal Eish, Kakem Maxima, then such a Mashlemas Rukav Isakal Shalish. So, he tosses in over here in the Kuda that whether or not it's Chasuma, the Machloikas, whether it's Chasuma Nitna or Megillas Nitna, is does Torah have any type of validity when it's piece by piece? And he gives a mashal. There are things that piecemeal the mashal. If I give a person a suda, so each portion has a metzias. So if I don't get the whole meal, but I got one portion, I got something. It's meaningful. I'm a little bit less hungry. I'm a little bit more full. When a person gives somebody a part of a car, then he gave him nothing, because part of a car is just a piece of junk. It doesn't have a metzias. So the shaila does, is there musig of megillas nitnu or not? Is that shaila? The amam lufefes beish pirish halifuf hazeh hu shal umalbush etayra. So something that's lufefes means it embraces it and takes it around. So like we said before, the muscle with the glove, a person comes with a lavush means I see the person always through the lavush. I want to talk about this because this, I think, is the morale's very, very important nekuda. I think this nekuda is very much a lishitas of morale. When somebody is dashning or teaching and he uses a mashal, so you expect the mashal to have a central message. It's an explanation for a certain point, but the mashal as a whole is not something that every bit of it has meaning. So when the person says, gives a mashal of a king who has a daughter and he likes her a lot and he buys a present, this, that, there's a lot of stuff over there that's just to draw a picture. And if you're speaking to take up time and to amuse the olam, to keep him interested, I guess, it's got some ulterior motives. But all the details of the mashal are there just to add colors. So it says, why did he say he gave a present? So I say this, it's silly. There's a cloistic of mashal, and that's that. In Torah, when Chazal mashal, this is the way the morale deals with Chazal even, like every single point that they make is Torah. It's not only, and this is the point that he's making, it's not only because there's a conscious decision, let me add this point and this point and this point. It's natural. It's just like a person expresses himself through his words, and somebody who's a very keen observer of human behavior will be able to go through a story that somebody said or something somebody said and pick out a lot of words, terms that reflect the person's thinking and feelings. So too over here also. A Torah is Ruchnius breaking through this world, and therefore every Prat and Prat is a Ruchnius because it's breaking through into whatever the Mashal is. The figure of the first Vayesh of Tzoyim Adobah Shun Nireh and Sipurim Shal Torah, the Levush of Torah, Ganker Seich Aloiki. And this is the justification why we dashen gematrias and remozim and all sorts of things like that, because there's a belief that Mulufefes Beish, that everything, it's not only is the message Ruchni, but every single detail, how it comes about to us, is also Ruchni. For Oy Yirash, Halifa Zeloibal Davashkasa Batera, Rakal Davam Yachutz, Sheish Kamadvam Shem Yitzan Tera. So even the halakim that are not written, but they sort of come out from Torah, like the Torah Shabbat Peh, or the Torah Shabbat Peh, Leitzah Torah, who love of a Torah, Lifa Torah, Ma'al Shabbat Torah, Vadoran Torah Atzam, Veheim, Lifa of a Torah, Vagank Meshaleish. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Good, a good vach.